Quite excited, quite encouraged. Whilst we've been doing our Bible study on a Wednesday night, we've been doing the Christianity Explored series of Bible studies through Mark, and we've been rereading in depth Mark's Gospel, and it takes us back to Jesus, the central character of the Christian faith. And we're looking at his acts, and we're looking at his miracles, and we're looking at his sayings. Stories that I've read a million times, and, you know, we might become quite blasé about them. Suddenly, when having stopped and thought about them, become awesome, tremendous, marvellous. With more to them than a quick read over would suggest. The story of the sick woman is one that I want to share with you today. The title, if I had to give one, would be Grasp the Opportunity. In verse 25 and 26, it tells us about a woman who'd been ill for 12 years. You know, she'd suffered badly. She'd spent all that she had with just about anybody who said that they could heal her. But instead of healing, she was getting worse. She was desperate. She was penniless. She was sick. She was at wit's end. What a sad figure she must have cut. If these things weren't bad enough, and if you wanted to delve into the Old Testament and understand the Jewish strict purification rules, you would know that Leviticus tells us that she would have been ceremonially cut off from the religious community. Almost ostracized, and maybe on a par with the lepers in society. So I asked myself, what was her motivation? Was it merely to relieve herself of pain? Or was it that she was a devout woman who wanted to recommence her religious duties? Then she heard about Jesus. And why not? Jesus was hot news, wasn't he? Everybody was talking about him. What had she heard? That he healed the sick? He cast out demons. He raised the dead. He calmed the storm. Showing authority over nature and the elements. What's a mere bit of bleeding to a man like this, you may have thought. So amongst this large crowd that was jostling around Jesus, she came up behind him, fighting her way through all the people who were following Jesus, and touched his cloak. She thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. She saw her opportunity, and she took it. But why from behind? Was she scared of approaching Jesus from the front, thinking that he may have some idea about what she was going to do? Was it a shame at being ceremonially unclean? Make the approach as unobtrusive as possible. Maybe. Probably. And what happened? Well, the Bible tells us that immediately, not in a couple of hours' time, not tomorrow, not next year, but immediately, the bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was free. One can only imagine what that feeling was at that time. What a relief. What a feeling. What freedom. Well, as every good physician knows, or physicist knows, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And power being received by the woman meant that Jesus had lost some of his. And even amongst the crowd, he knew somebody had benefited from him. Jesus calls out, "Who touched my clothes?" Well, you can hear the disciples laughing, can't you? Look at the crowd. Everyone's touching you. And yet Jesus continued to look around until the woman can no longer keep away and comes to Jesus, trembling with fear. And she told him the whole truth. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Jesus didn't know who touched him? Could it be that he wanted the person who'd received healing to come forward of their own free will and confess what had happened? Isn't this the way that Jesus wants us to come to him, of our own free will? To make that step of faith, out of the crowd, to seek him with reverence and godly fear. Notice in verse 32 that Jesus took time to seek out that person who had touched him. He was prepared to take as long as needed to meet that woman's needs, even though he was on a critical life or death mission to be at Jairus' house. Jesus takes time. Time for you. So here she was, healed, but on her knees at the feet of Jesus, trembling with fear. What was she thinking? Put yourself in her shoes. She'd just been healed. 12 years of pain. What was Jesus going to do? Take it away from her? Something worse? What does Jesus say? "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." I wonder how Jesus said that, bearing in mind that there's a load of people around. Did he shout it out? Or quietly, intimately? Is there something special between Jesus and the woman? You know, Jesus doesn't address, well, we read in the Bible that Jesus doesn't address many people as daughter. Yeah, if you were a Bible scholar, I'm sure you could tell me why. But there's something special about this address, isn't there? There's something intimate, something personal. What a picture of salvation this story is. The woman, realizing the helplessness of her situation, reached out to Jesus for healing. For 12 long years, she had been searching for someone or something to heal her, and then she met Jesus. Is that where you are today? Not a physical problem, but, you know, a spiritual one. Recognizing the helpless position you're in, with no hope, no future, cut off from God. The woman, by faith, reaches out and is healed. Will you reach out? We come to Jesus and we're not turned away. You know, the Bible says that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and make us whole in Jesus' sight, in God's sight. The woman grasped her opportunity. Will you? You know, if the woman had left it any longer, Jesus would have been gone. The crowd, pushing and shoving, would have taken her away from Jesus. She had one opportunity and one opportunity only, and she took it. Will you find him while he can be found? Will you come to the feet of Jesus, trembling with fear, to confess your sin, seek forgiveness? I pray that you will, and at the end of the service, please seek me out if you want to talk further. Now, with those thoughts, we're going to move into our time of communion together.